Good morning, and welcome to Yucatex's conference call to discuss the results for the first quarter of 2011. With us today is Mr. José Antonio Gualacica-Valle, the Executive VP and Investor Relations Officer, accompanied by Mr. Sergio Henrique-Ribeiro, Controller. Note that this event is being recorded, and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation. Afterwards, we will begin the question-and-answer session for industry analysts when further instructions will be provided. If you need any assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. The audio and slides of this presentation are available via live webcast on Yucatex's Investor Relations website at www.yucatex.com.br/ir. The slides may be downloaded from the webcast platform on the Investor Relations section of the Yucatex's website. Please remember that those participating via webcast may direct questions to the company's executives by clicking the Ask the Speaker button. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call concerning Yucatex's business prospects and operating and financial forecasts and targets. These statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on the information currently available. Forward-looking statements involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, given that they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect Yucatex's future results and cause them to differ from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. I would now like to hand the call over to Mr. José Antonio Gualacica-Valle, the Executive VP and Investor Relations Officer, who will comment on the results in the first quarter of 2011. Mr. José Antonio, you may proceed.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us in this call, in which we will be presenting the first quarter 2011 results of Yucatex. Before we begin, we would like to call your attention to the fact that this year our company celebrates its 60th anniversary. No doubt that only a few companies are able to achieve this mark. We believe that, among other things, it requires deep market knowledge, a well-defined strategy, a good management team, and a strong and well-recognized brands. So let's begin our presentation, moving forward to slide number two. Well, we would like to begin our presentation highlighting some points occurred in the first quarter 2011, beginning with our gross revenue, which reached $254 million, an increase of a little more than 11% compared to the same period of 2010. It's important to mention that the first quarter of 2010 was very strong in terms of sales. During that period, the wood panel market as a whole enjoyed a federal tax exemption benefit that lasted until the end of March. Additionally, since the benefit ended in March, we understand that most of our clients anticipated the purchases they would be making in April and onwards to that month. We achieved a gross margin of 30.4% in 2011 against 33.1% in 2010. We understand that the causes for this drop on margins can be explained mainly by three factors. First, a price reduction occurred in the wood panel market as a consequence, as said before, of a decrease in volume compared to first and mainly to last quarter of 2010. However, we are not able to identify the same reduction in the consumption of furniture or of wood panels in the retailing. Therefore, we believe that what happened to the demand of panels in this first quarter was not a question of market or consumption, but an adjustment in the inventory on both the furniture industry and on the retailing segments. Second, a cost pressure, mainly in the decorative paint segments. In this segment in particular, we believe that this cost increase will remain throughout the year. Therefore, it is already possible to see, including Yucatex, a market movement towards a price correction in order to realign margins. Third, our THDF MDF line are still in what can be called a learning period of operation, which means that our wood panel costs are higher than the ones that can be expected in the future. Also, the fixed cost means the structure to operate and manage the factory are still diluted in a small basis of revenue. In spite of all issues that we have just mentioned, we still keep our positive outlook for market this year, since the scenario for credit and employment and wages remains very favorable. We registered an EBITDA of 42.3 million or 20.8 against 43.3 million or 23.7% in 2010. This drop of almost 3 points is basically a consequence of the reduction in the gross margin, as said before. We reached a net income of 24.4 million versus 20.4 held last year, an increase around 20%. Two major reasons: a smaller financial expense and income tax. We are implementing some important investment this year. The basic idea behind most of these investments is to increase our finishing capacity both in panel painting and BP in order to cope with the new THDF-MDF line. Additionally, we already bought and will set up in the second semester a new flooring line which will not only double our capacity but allow us to produce different flooring profiles, and we'll set up in Salto a new line for the production of doors and wall partitions which will efficiently replace the existing one, doubling its capacity. Let's move to slide number 3. In the following sequence of slides, we will be addressing our products' recent performances. We start with hardboard. These boards are produced in our plant in Salto, where we have an installed capacity of 240,000 cubic meters. Also in this site, we produce doors for civil construction and wall partitions, using hardboard as the base panel, having a capacity of 1.8 million pieces per year. Our painting capacity is of 50 million square meters per year, and the gross revenue that we reached during this first quarter was 69 million. As we felt a reduction in demand for hardboard panels, we decided to undertake maintenance in our presses, reducing their capacity utilization. We dropped it from 86% to 84%, as can be seen on the upright side of the slide. As a result, our market share decreased a little bit from 56% to 54%. Slide number 4, THDF-MDF. This is a new slide in our presentation. It is the first time we present information regarding the performance of this product. The line capacity is of 110 million square meter per year, equivalent to more or less 275,000 cubic meter per year. Our line is prepared and has a high performance in the production of thin boards, which is not true for the majority of the presses in the market. Thin boards have a premium price. Their cubic meter are sold by almost double the price of a cubic meter of thick boards. It's important to have this in mind, this difference in price, when comparing our installed capacity and the investment made in our plant to the ones of our competitors. Our market share for this period was around 4% and the average use of capacity 39%. Since we were not selling this product last year, we do not have comparative figures. Slide number 5, MDP panels. In this unit, we registered a gross revenue of 65 million. We have an installed capacity of 430,000 cubic meters per year and a finishing capacity of more than 20 million square meters per year. Different from the market, the majority of the boards we sell have some type of finishing or value added. During the first quarter 2011, we sold 93% of value added panels, while the market sold only 21%. Our utilization of capacity remained stable during this period. However, we reduced the volume sold in the market. We decided to do that because we saw prices falling and low demand. So we build up inventory, expecting to have better prices now that the demand is rebounding. Slide number 6, laminated flooring. We have an installed capacity of 6 million square meters per year. Although we have an average use of capacity during this period of 63%, we decided to purchase a new line to be installed before the end of this year. Reason for that, first, flooring market is seasonal. Normally the first quarter is weaker than the others, mainly the ones of the second semester. Second, we have been experiencing a two-digit growth in the recent years and forecast that this growth will continue. Third, this new equipment will allow us to enlarge the use of click in our flooring line. Click permits the floor installation without the use of glue. We had a good performance in the first quarter of 2011 when we grew more than the market. Consequently, we increased our market share and also the utilization of capacity. Slide number 7, decorative paints. This plant was built using ICI technology. It's also located in Salton, and there we have an installed capacity of 36 million gallons per year. Last June, we signed an agreement with the state of Pernambuco authorities to establish there a new decorative paint plant to produce water-based products and a distribution center for other Elcotex products. This agreement involved the donation of land and a state tax exemption for a 12-year period. As it can be seen in this slide, we still have almost half of our capacity available at Salto. So the rationale behind this decision of investing in a new plant was logistics. The Northeast region is growing fast, much faster than the rest of the country. We believe that starting up a new plant there will increase our competitive advantage in that market, since freight, mainly in water-based paints, is extremely significant. We forecast to double the participation of Northeast sales in Elcotex from 10% to 20%. We had a good quarter. However, by the time we finished this presentation, we hadn't received the market performance data yet, not allowing us to make a comparison between our performance and the market. Slide number 8. We already saw the performances of each of our main products. Now, in this slide, we are able to see how they contributed to the formation of our sales revenues. At this time, we'd like to call your attention to the 10% contribution of the THDF MDF in the formation of our revenues. In the figures on the bottom, it is made clear the importance of the local market, composed by the furniture industry and the civil construction, and the very small contribution of the external market. Moving ahead to slide number 9. In this slide, we present some information regarding our forests and our unique wood recycling process. We currently possess almost 46,000 hectares of planted forests in the state of São Paulo, with an average radius of 118 kilometers from Salto and 39 kilometers from Botucatu. These radius may vary depending on which farm are being harvested at the moment. In 2009, we reduced the amount of forest planted due to the crisis. Last year, we recovered the 4,000 hectares level and plan to implement 4,800 this year. During this first quarter, we planted almost 1,000 hectares of forests. Elcotex has the most important certificates, which state its forests are well managed: ISO 14001 and the Green Seal. Taking advantage of its proximity to São Paulo, Campinas, Sorocaba, and surroundings, Elcotex has developed a unique wood recycling process. We currently generate all the thermal energy needed for Salto unit using recycled biomass. This program has proved not only environmentally correct, but also profitable. After more than 4 years of hard work, we have today a recycled wood that is cheaper than the one coming from our own forests. So, we not only save money, but also avoid having to carry lots of expensive hectares in the state of São Paulo. In the first quarter of 2011, we recycled 22.2 thousand tons. Let's move to slide 10. In this slide, we present the financial results for the first quarter 2011, comparing them to the same period of 2010. The majority of them we have already discussed and commented during our presentation, such as the increase in revenues. However, we haven't had the opportunity to analyze the selling and administrative expenses. Administrative expenses increased a little bit less than 7%, but its relevance against net sales decreased. The main reason for the 7% increase was a non-recurrent success fee paid to external attorneys hired to defend us in tax disputes against the state of São Paulo. Selling expenses. Different from last year, during the first quarter, we participate in three fairs, one called FIMA, a furniture industry fair in the south region of the country, and two in São Paulo related to building materials. Additionally, we increased our marketing expenditures due to the introduction of our new THDF and MDF panels in the retailing market. As a consequence of that, our sales expenses increased more than the net sales, reaching almost 31 million against 26 million in the same period of last year. Another thing that we should comment is the effect of the variation of the biological assets, which were pretty similar on both periods and accounted for more or less 11 million. This is basically the balance of the growth occurred in our forests throughout the first quarter times the value of the wood in the market. The rest of the figures, net income, increase, and EBITDA, we already commented in the beginning of our presentation. So let's move forward to slide number 11. In this slide, we present the investments we made during the first quarter 2011, summing up almost 37 million. They were most applied in projects linked to the new THDF MDF line. We also invested in new forests and in the maintenance of our factories. For 2011, besides new forests and maintenance, we will be focusing our investments in the purchasing and installation of new finishing lines to add value to the new panels from our THDF line. And as said before, we will be setting a new door and wall partition line in Salto and a new laminate flooring line in Botucatu. Our investment forecast for the whole 2011 year is 140 million reais. Slide number 12. In spite of the investments made, we are able to reduce our net debt to 138 million by generating cash from our operations and by the anticipation of the proceeds from a 700 hectares farm that we sold last year. The amount of net debt compared to the annual EBITDA was 0.7 by the end of March. Slide 13. The results the company has been achieving recently have reflected not only in the value of its shares, but also in the increase in the number of shareholders. The chart presented in this slide shows the progress of the value of our shares compared with Ibovespa. In spite of this increase in value, our company is still traded for low multiples, as it can be seen on the lower left side of the slide. Book value versus share value about 0.9 times, and market cap versus EBITDA a little bit less than 5 times. Slide 14. This is the last slide of our presentation, in which we try to summarize some of the competitive advantage we see in our company. The first is the one I believe better reflects our strategy. In spite of having huge investment and an important market share in the segments we work in, we try, as a rule, to adopt a strategy of differentiation in all the products we sell. We try to identify niches in which we can add value to our products and have this value recognized. And a good example of this strategy is the variety of different and exclusive finishing we have in our MDP panels. As said before, while the market basically sells a commodity, we sell value-added finished wood panels. Strategic foothold in many consumer markets and national sales team. We are one of the few decorative paint companies that have sales in all Brazilian states. In the panel segment, we strategically have an office in every important furniture industry center. Partnership with big foreign companies to supply products to global markets. Leucatex has been exporting for more than 50 years to many different countries. The main market is the USA. There, in Atlanta, Georgia, we have an affiliate company which coordinates all Eucatec's exports. In the U.S., we have strategic partners such as Home Depot and Lowe's, two of the biggest home improvement companies of the world. Environmental responsibility, Green Seal and ISO 14001. This guarantees not only the quality of our products, but also guarantees our access to important markets such as the USA and Europe, where the environmental issue is a big concern. Sustainability guaranteed by large forest area and innovative recycling program. As said before, we have around 46,000 hectares of forest in the state of São Paulo, being almost self-sufficient. Besides that, we have an efficient and unique recycling wood program. Strong brands. Eucatex is a synonym of hardboard. On top of that, we have a strong penetration and a tradition in the furniture industry. On the other hand, in the civil construction market, we have an excellent reputation as a supplier of doors, and we are market leaders in the wall partition segment. Finally, verticalization. This is an advantage of our company. We are verticalized towards the market and also towards the supply side. Toward the market, for example, we use hardboard as raw material in the production of doors and wall partitions. The same happened with MDP panels, which are used in the production of laminate flooring. Toward the supply side, we print most of the paper we need, besides being able to lacquer and impregnate it. In the decorative paint segment, we are able to produce most of the resins we need. Well, this was the last slide of our presentation. Now we are happy to answer the question that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session for investors and analysts. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone telephone. Or if you prefer to send your question over the internet, click on the Ask the Speaker button on the webcast platform. If your question is answered during the session, you may remove it from the line by pressing star, then two. The questions will be answered in the order they are received. We ask that you use the handset when asking the question in order to maintain excellent sound quality. Please stand by while we collect the questions. Our first question, and I apologize for any mispronunciations, comes from Carol Lukatic from Merrill Lynch.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the question. We were wondering if you could provide an outlook for MDP and MDF prices and demand in the coming months and for the year as a whole.
Well, thank you for your question. As we said during our presentation, we had a what can be called not an easy first quarter, but we are very positive regarding the rest of the year. We believe that we will have or we will register a growth during this year at least of something around 10 to 12% in terms of demand. And if we really see the demand rebounding, we believe we can have an increase in prices. It's hard to have something very precise, but I think we can see a recovery in price and coming close to the ones that we had last year.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
And you're welcome. Thank you for the question.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star, then one. At this time, I'm showing no further questions. And I would like to turn the conference back over to Mr. José Antonio for closing remarks.
Well, I'd just like to thank you for participating in our call. I believe in the last or in the one before the last slide, we have our information, the information of our IR team, and telephones and emails. And if you have any other questions or doubt, please do not hesitate to call us. Thank you again, and have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. This concludes the call for today. Please disconnect at this time and have a great day.